New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern surprised many in her country today, announcing her resignation.
I leave behind a belief that you can be kind but strong, empathetic but decisive, optimistic but focused, that you can be your own kind of leader, one that knows when it's time to go.
Ardern was elected Prime Minister 5 years ago and has been recognised internationally as a woman in a leadership role and as one of the youngest women ever to lead a country. Ardern's tenure was marked by significant challenges, a massacre of 51 Muslim worshippers at a mosque in Christchurch in 2019, a major volcanic eruption also in 2019, and the coronavirus pandemic beginning in 2020. Rachel Taulele is a Māori business leader in New Zealand and co-founder of an Indigenous brand strategy agency. The Māori are the Indigenous people of New Zealand. Rachel, welcome to Here and Now.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
So, Rachel, Prime Minister Ardern's resignation comes as a surprise to many outside New Zealand. Ardern was very popular around the world. I mean, she might be the first New Zealand leader who Americans can actually name. And you experienced her global popularity firsthand. Tell me about that.
I have, and it's quite a phenomenon. I agree with you. It's one of those moments you have often in the last, well, I've had often in the last few years, where you can be anywhere from, you know, a taxi in Thailand to one of the biggest retailers in the US, where people will know her by name and also by sentiment, which is incredibly interesting from a New Zealand standpoint.
Yeah, and she was the world's youngest leader when she was first elected. She was in her 30s. She's now 42. She had a baby while on the job. She really brought a realness to the idea of the working mother, and she did a lot for New Zealand's women, but also for children. Tell us about that.
She did. I think during her term, the way that she conducted and carried herself became very permissive. People felt that they could bring newborns into Parliament because, yes, they were a politician, but they were also a mother, and that comes with it responsibility. She took her baby to the UN. She was the first one to do that. So there were all of these hallmarks of behaviour which made her more real, I think, than people had anticipated, which was fantastic. And she was deeply committed to youth. She was deeply committed to welfare. So through her time in government, she introduced our country's first wellbeing budget, and that was about having very people-centric policies. And we've seen four of those released in her time. You know, she really applied herself to child poverty. She applied herself to education. So one of the things that we'll see going forward is actually the teaching of New Zealand history in the New Zealand curriculum, which, as I say, it sounds kind of ludicrous, but it actually took a leader with sufficient interest and motivation to put that in place.
Mm. Ardern also opened doors for Indigenous New Zealanders, the Māori people, your people. Tell me how Māori's advanced under Prime Minister Ardern.
Well, the Māori economy in New Zealand is a developing economy, and the work that Jacinda Ardern did carried on the legacy of other prime ministers before her in making settlements by way of treaty claims and so forth. So she picked up a legacy, she carried it on, but she also made herself very available to Māori in that capacity. And she also highlighted and made prominent in her party some really fantastic leaders, such as Nanaia Mahuta, who is our Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade. So not only did she make seats at the top table, and the Labour Party has the biggest Māori caucus that we've ever seen in Parliament. She also, for instance, created the first Indigenous national holiday, I think, you know, in the globe in some time.
Wow.
And that's Matariki, that's the Māori New Year for Māori. It's incredibly important to have that acknowledgement.
Now, New Zealand's economy has struggled in recent months, housing crisis, inflation. Are people blaming Prime Minister Ardern for this?
Sure, I think that people look for answers, and one of the answers is always the government of the time, and one of the answers is always the response that was provided to COVID. Was it good enough to allow for economic development or recovery in the way that we need it? So sure, I think there's a question over whether or not they handled as well as they could have.
Mm. Speaking of COVID, you know, her initial response really stands out. She famously told New Zealanders, be strong and be kind. And then again, when there was the massacre in Christchurch at the mosque, where 51 Muslim worshippers were gunned down by a white supremacist. She went there and she hugged and cried with people. She wore a burqa and her comments were, "They are us," which was really an inclusive message of immigrants and refugees. She followed up with gun reform legislation, just so different to other world leaders. What do you think will be the strongest part of the legacy Jacinda Ardern leaves behind?
I think it's a combination of strength and empathy, which was her hallmark. She was incredibly strong in response to the various crises that showed themselves during her term, but at the same time, incredibly empathetic and kind in the process.
Rachel Talele is a Maori business leader in New Zealand, the co-founder of a brand strategy agency called Oho. Thank you so much, Rachel.
My pleasure. Thank you.